89.1, Lubbock's Voice of the Arts, presents On Point with Chancellor Kent Hantz.
The Carol Lights be coming up this weekend, and it's a great tradition at Texas Tech. When I was a young professor, I took my three-year-old son, and of course it was pitch dark, and then all of a sudden they turned the lights on, and he just went, wow. It's just remarkable, and hear the Christmas carols, and it's a fun time, and I hope you attend. One thing I was going to tell today is kind of a funny story about you don't always get what you see. When I was growing up in Dimmitt, there was a guy who lived north of town they called Big John, and he came running in the sheriff's office one day and said, Sheriff, there's a man in a closet out in my bedroom, one of my bedrooms. And so the sheriff got his SWAT team, which would have been him and his deputy, and that was the SWAT team in Dimmitt at the time. They didn't even call it that. They hadn't invented the name. And they went out there, and Big John, he got a piece of paper and drew a little map of the house and showed them what bedroom and what closet the guy was in. And so they went in with guns drawn, and Big John stayed outside. And they come back out, and they said, Big John, what did that old boy have on? And he said, well, he had on boots and Levi's, just like mine. And they said, well, he's changed clothes. He's got on shoes and slacks, just like ours now. And he said, what do you mean? He said, there's a mirror in the closet. And what had happened, his wife had moved a mirror and put it in the bottom of the closet. When he opened the closet door, he saw his feet move. Anyway, he begged the sheriff not to tell anybody in town about it. Of course, they turned on the lights and siren to get back to town and tell everybody. Years later, I was in a pool hall one day in Dimmitt, and Big John came in, and one of the guys said, Big John, what's that old boy wearing today? So sometimes things don't seem the way they are, but I guarantee you this, the Carol of Lights seems like it is. It's beautiful. Be there.
On Point with Chancellor Kent Hantz. Only on 89.1.